Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll fulfill some requests, do some shaking, and listen to this past week in recording history. I received a nice email a couple of weeks ago from listener Ralph in Michigan requesting some songs by Pinky Tomlin. Vocalist, lyricist, and bandleader Truman Pinky Tomlin was born in Eureka Springs, Arkansas on September 9, 1907. He's best remembered for his lyrics to Object of My Affection, written with H. Coy Poe to Jimmy Greer's tune. Other Tomlin lyrics include If It Wasn't for the Moon, You're So Necessary, Let's Dream a While, and I'm in Love. But he wrote the words and music to The Love Bug Will Bite You, I Told Santa Claus to Bring You, and In Old Oklahoma. He was particularly active in Hollywood in the mid-30s, composing for and appearing in a number of films. He died of a heart attack in December of 1987. Here are three from the pen of Pinky Tomlin.
Why don't we get along? Everything I do is wrong. Tell me what's the reason I'm not pleasing you. I may kiss you, but then you say kiss me again. Listen, baby, tell me what's the reason I'm not pleasing you. If you must keep me in doubt, how will I know what to do? You can change me about, but I'll do what you want me to do. Though I try and I try, still I never satisfy. Tell me what's the reason I'm not pleasing you. What's that? Nah, baby, I ain't the man. Oh, so that's why I'm not pleasing you, huh? No, I ain't got no money. Get away from here. Well, that's different. Well, you gonna give me some money? All right, honey, here's where I start pleasing you. Yeah, come on, boy, latch on there.
Thank you. of my affection can change my complexion from white to rosy red. Oh, anytime she holds my hand and tells me that she's mine. There are many girls who can thrill me and some who can chill me, but I'll just hang around. Oh, and keep acting like a clown until she says she's mine. Now I'm not afraid that she'll leave me, not because she's not that kind who takes a dare, but instead I trust her implicitly. She can go where she wants to go, do what she wants to do, and I sure won't care, 'cause the object of my affection can change my complexion from white to rosy red. Oh, anytime she holds my hand and tells me that she's mine, oh my. Because she's not that kind who takes a dare, but instead I trust her implicitly. She can go where she wants to go, do what she wants to do, and I sure won't care, 'cause the object of my affection can change my complexion from white to rosy red. Oh, anytime that baby holds my hand and tells me that she's mine.
You'd better beware. Oh, love's an epidemic, and it's in the air. It's a thing that gets you even though you're very smart. So go out and vaccinate your heart. Oh, the love bug will bite you if you don't watch out. If he ever bites you, then you sing and shout. That's what love is all about. Oh, the love bug will bite you if you don't watch out. If he ever bites you, then you'll sing and shout. That's what love is all about. You can't eat, you can't sleep, you'll go crazy. You'll la-di-da-di-da all day. And if someone wants to know why you're crazy, boy, you just answer, yeah. Hot turkey, that's my love for you. Love bug will bite you if you don't watch out. Oh, if he ever bites you, then you swing and shout. That's what love is all about. Yeah. Thank you.
the love bug.
That's what love is all about.
Billy Cotton and his band, April 26, 1937, with vocalist Jack Doyle and Pinky Tomlin's The Love Bug Will Bite You. Before that, Pinky himself performed the vocal on The Object of My Affection. Pinky wrote the words along with Coy Poe, and he was backed there by the composer, Jimmy Greer, and his orchestra. That was recorded in Los Angeles on October 5, 1934. We began the show with Fats Waller and his rhythm and another Greer-Tomlin collaboration, What's the Reason, from March 6, 1935. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Several weeks ago, Dave Grime of the Los Angeles chapter of the International Al Jolson Society requested some songs about Walter Winchell. Walter Winchell, one of the most popular and controversial personalities on radio, was born on April 7, 1897, in New York. He made his radio debut on CBS in 1930 on Sax on Broadway, a 15-minute program featuring show business news. In 1932, he moved to NBC's Blue Network and hosted the Jurgens Journal, another 15-minute show that added national news to the entertainment stories. Walter Winchell was on radio until 1957, after which he narrated the television series The Untouchables. He died on February 20, 1972. Here's a bit of the opening from one of Winchell's Jurgens shows.
Now to the editorial room of the Jurgens Journal, I'm Walter Winchell.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. North and South American. By shortwave overseas, let's go to press. Flash, Manila. General MacArthur reports a new and spectacular victory for the Australians in Borneo. They have just captured Mount Battochampa, a very important Japanese fort. Brussels. King Leopold is a king without a country tonight. He has refused to abdicate, but just announced that he will not return to Belgium. Hollywood, California. Buddy Rich, the star drummer in the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, and lovely Jean Sutherland, a Dixie darling, will elope to Las Vegas, Nevada at midnight tonight. And that, ladies and gentlemen, winds up another edition of the Jurgens Journal until next Sunday night at the very same time. Until then, and with lotions of love, I remain your New York correspondent, Walter Winchell.
So here for listener Dave are some songs about Walter Winchell.
Thank you.
1908, 'cause Edwards put Walter on the stage. He soon became a vaudeville star. Young Winchell was famous near and far, but now he sings through the daily press and gives the scandals for they confess. They say the dirt that he dug up on the Great White Way alone could bury him whenever he should die. Flash! Duck your head, hide yourself, Walter Winchell peeping at you
through the keyhole.
Flash, pull the shade when you bathe, Walter Winchell peeping at you.
Exclusive.
Flash, duck your head, hide yourself, Walter Winchell peeping at you
through the keyhole.
Flash, pull the shade when you bathe, Walter Winchell peeping at you. You are feeling wicked and gay, you'd better watch your step all the way. The god of scandal is bound to find out all the dirt for his Broadway line. Whether a marriage, birth or divorce, that fellow Winchell will find the source. If you're in anticipating it or just middle-eyeling it, you'll find him always on the job. Flash! Duck your head, hide yourself, while the Winchell peeping at you
through the keyhole.
Flash! Pull the shade when you bathe, while the Winchell's peeping at you.
Exclusive.
Flash, duck your head, hide yourself, while the Winchell's peeping at you
through the keyhole.
Flash, duck your head when you bathe, while the Winchell's peeping at you.
Around the town about a gangster who couldn't be found. Rewards and promises made no hit to bring to justice to serve his bit. But Walter Winchell was on the dot and made the going so mighty hot that soon he gave up himself to Walter and found he could not falter with the hero of the press. Flash! Duck your head, hide yourself, Walter Winchell's peeping at you
through the keyhole.
Flash! Pull the shade when you bathe, Walter Winchell's beeping at you. Flash, I'll be back in a flash with a flash that's a headline smash.
Mr. Winchell.
Flash, Mrs. Winchell's bad boy signing off with notions of love.
Thank you.
Well, Dave, there you have a couple of versions of I Want to Be in Winchell's Column. We just heard Isham Jones and his orchestra with the vocal by Eddie Stone from 1937. We began the set with Teddy Stauffer and his original Teddies and their 1938 rendition. Besides those two, Ozzie Nelson also recorded it, as did Guy Lombardo, Russ Morgan, and others. In the middle of that set, we heard what I believe was George Clark and his Calypso Orchestra with the vocal by Duke of Iron and Walter Winchell.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
We love to get emails, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. At the request of listener Dave, our last segment was on Walter Winchell, who, although he was based in New York, reported a lot of stories about goings-on in Hollywood. I don't know if that's the reason why, but Dave also requested a set of songs about Hollywood, so here are some. Thank you.
million dreams are born with a lie. A million dreams keep fading away. Like the spider and the fly is Hollywood. Where a broken hearted sigh is understood. The fortune seems to beckon to some. Oh, there's a tear for every smile in
Hollywood.
And that's Hollywood, a set of Hollywood songs for listener Dave. We began with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra and a fine trumpet solo by Bunny Berrigan on Mood Hollywood from 1933. That was co-written by Lenny Hayton and Jimmy Dorsey. Next, we heard both sides of a Columbia 78 by Ben Selvin and his orchestra with a medley of tunes including Singin' in the Rain, You Were Meant for Me, Broadway Melody, and Wedding of the Painted Doll. So, what does that have to do with Hollywood? Well, all those selections are from MGM's Oscar-nominated film, The Hollywood Review of 1929, which featured many of the stars of the day, including Conrad Nagel and Jack Benny, who were the masters of ceremonies, and Laurel and Hardy, who attempt to do a magic act. We finished up with the only recording by Mabel Batson, which is not hard to understand, singing There's a... I'm usually not caustic like that. Singing There's a Tear for Every Smile in Hollywood, written by Bud Green and Sam H. Stepped. Mabel was backed there by Blue Steel in his orchestra, and that Victor recording was made in Memphis, Tennessee on May 16, 1930. There's a Tear for Every Smile in Hollywood is from the 1930 film Showgirl in Hollywood, which starred Alice White and Blanche Sweet. I'm the caustic Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, May 18th at 5:13 a.m., was, of course, the anniversary of the great San Francisco earthquake and fire of 1906, and there were lots of stories about it in the media, including one on NPR's Morning Edition last Thursday, which featured an interview with my friend Jeffrey Wiseman, who played his 1906 Columbia Cylinder recording of a reenactment of the disaster. You can still hear the story at NPR's website, npr.org, but here are a few seconds from Jeffrey's cylinder.
It's an earthquake! Run for your lives! To the park! To the park!
To commemorate the 1906 San Francisco earthquake, in this segment of the show, there'll be a whole lot of shaking going on, beginning with the Dixieland Jug Blowers.
Thank you. Thank you.
My goodness, Abe Lyman's California Orchestra with Shake That Thing. Shake That Thing was written by Papa Charlie Jackson, who was born in New Orleans around 1890. Jackson played a six-string banjo tuned like a guitar, and in addition to solo recordings, also played in the bands of Freddie Keppard and Tiny Parham. Before Abe Lyman, we heard another California-based orchestra, Vic Myers, August 21, 1923, and Shake It and Break It. Shake It and Break It was written around 1920 by the black cornetist H. Quali Clark and the white xylophonist Lou Chia, better known as Frisco. The Vic Myers Orchestra was active in California in the mid-20s and featured trombonist Jim Taft. He later switched to bass and played in Jimmy Dorsey's orchestra in 1935 and 36. We began that shaking set with the Dixieland Jug Blowers and Memphis Shake from December 11, 1926.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History are the five Birmingham Babies.
Thank you. met you from that old gang of mine. Said my ma and pa were well and they're doing fine. I just met a friend, a very dear friend from my hometown. I've been to Jacob like a king on a throne. Just met a friend who knows the folks way back home.
Way back home.
Made me so happy till I had to shed tears. They bring back to my sweet childhood
thank you.
It happens that the three records in this edition of This Week in Recording History were recorded on three consecutive days. We began with the five Birmingham Babies, one of about 17 pseudonyms for the California Ramblers, this one when recording for Pathé, and She's Not Too Hot, She's Not Too Cold. That was recorded on April 22, 1926, and was written by Adrian Rollini, who of course played bass sax in the band, as well as the Goofus and the Hot Fountain Pen. Next, it was Perry Bradford and his gang in a Perry Bradford composition, Just Met a Friend, recorded the day before on April 21st, 1926. We finished up with Fred Rich and his Hotel Astor Orchestra and I've Got Some Lovin' to Do from a Harmony 78 recorded April 20th, 1926. Known as the quality record at the popular price, Harmony records were manufactured by Columbia and sold in dime stores at a lower price than the major labels. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. We'll be right back.